Welcome to show number 63 of the Sports Card Show, brought to you by SportsCardRadio.com. What is happening, everybody? Hopefully everybody's doing good out there. Got lots to talk about. Hopefully I don't waste a lot of time talking about other things other than sports cards, because there's a lot on tap for today and this week and the coming months for sports cards. I think collectors should be excited. There's going to be plenty of product and plenty of single cards if you like that. And if you like busting boxes and packs, there's tons of that stuff. Probably mainly time because of the holidays and things like that. And it reminds me that I got our box break release calendar back up on Sports Card Radio. I had to kind of redo it a little bit, but if you go to it, I think it's a little bit better now. If you notice on the homepage, there's a little calendar, or on the left-hand side, you'll see release date calendar, and you'll see that I have 2010 and a few products already scheduled for 2011 up there. So you'll be able to go there, and then there's links to the checklist and things like that if you're interested in them. But in terms of what we're going to be talking about this week, Topps Finest Football recently came out, and I think collectors, at least from what I've heard on Twitter, again, I don't collect a whole lot of this stuff myself, so I rely on what people that spend their hard-earned money on this stuff. So people seem to really like Topps Finest Football, so we'll focus on that. Also, Topps Chrome Baseball, not selling for huge prices like I think people thought maybe a couple months ago, because it has Steven Strasburg autographs and Jason Hayward autographs and Starlin Castro, I think even Buster Posey's in there. But still, you get some nice cards in there, and people are picking up the rookie autographs in there. So we'll talk about Topps Chrome Baseball. And 2011, that's kind of hard to say. I'll have to get used to that. Panini Prestige Basketball is out, so the newest basketball set, and we'll talk about that and what some of the cards have gone. And actually, for all those sets, we'll kind of highlight, hey, what cards have gone for a lot of money, or what are all the rookies basically selling for, and maybe there will be some patch cards of some veterans that we'll talk about, or some autographs, some one-of-ones, and things like that. So we'll talk about recent sales, the first couple weeks sales for all that, all those products right there. So that'll be exciting. I think those are all three fairly decent products. If you're excited about football, Topps Finest Football gets you real excited. I think Topps Chrome Baseball gets baseball collector. I think baseball collectors kind of been waiting for Topps Chrome, so it's nice to see it's out. And Prestige Basketball kicks off the rookie year. We get to see John Wall and a couple other rookies. There's quite a few in there, but really the John Walls seem to be getting the big money. So, but we'll find out, and we'll talk about that in a future segment in terms of what we'll talk about right here in the breakdown of the opening show. I'm not really sure. We have some hot cards that I wanted to talk about, just one in particular for the most part. We actually put a little article up on our website in the Sports Card Directory. If you go to the latest articles, if you're listening to this within the first week, you'll see an article about a 2010 Topps Triple Threads. It's a Tim Lincecum, Roy Halladay, and Ubaldo Jimenez triple fold-out patch card, and there's really big patches. Like the Tim Lincecum is like the SF Giants, I think, on the sleeve. It's a really big patch. And then Roy Halladay is some really weird Blue Jay logo. It's unbelievable colors in that. And Ubaldo Jimenez looks like it's the full J, or almost the full J, off the back of his jersey. So a tremendous one-of-one book card coming out of Triple Threads. I also saw a couple other really nice Triple Threads baseball. I don't think we might have touched out on that on the show. We might have skipped that. We skipped actually a lot. We're going to be skipping products here, because as I looked at the release date calendar, there's lots of products coming out in October, November, and December, obviously. So we'll try to pick the ones that I think the collectors are the most interested in. But I think Topps Triple Threads Baseball is one collectors are very interested in. You can always check out, we have the full checklist and things like that up on our site. But this card's tremendous. Apparently, after Roy Halladay obviously threw that no-hitter in his first playoff game, and Tim Lincecum threw a complete game shutout, I think, for the Giants with a bunch of strikeouts. After that, the price went up to well over $1,000 for this card. So it ends on October 13th. The eBay seller is Baseball Card City. So if you're interested in checking it out, you might want to check eBay, although we have an article up where you can see all the pictures and stuff like that. So it's a really nice card. So we'll see what that goes for. I'll try to remember to report on what that goes for, although we'll have the update on our site. In terms of my brother's little blog that he does, sportscardreport.info, his latest blog post is about a DeMarcus Cousins rookie. So it kind of goes along with Panini Prestige Basketball, and he has a DeMarcus Cousins autograph rookie on here that was at $47. So his autograph rookies looks like they're selling pretty good. I'm sure it sold for a little bit more than that. So it's good to see that Panini Prestige autographs and some of these young guys are getting some attention. So we'll definitely talk about what John Walls and others are going on later in the show. Well, I think that about wraps it up for what I have in store for you in this very first segment. Not a whole lot, but you've got a whole lot to look forward to. Right after this very short break, we will be talking about Topps Finest Football after this.
Card Collectors World is a forum where you can buy, sell, trade, and discuss sports, non-sports cards, comics, games, toys, and more. Like to win free stuff? Of course you do. We have contests with loads of free prizes, card drafts, group breaks, and more. It is 100% free to join. Come check us out at cardcollectorsworld.com.
And we are back. Time to talk a little bit about Topps Finest Football. And I've seen a couple collectors on Twitter saying that they actually really like this set. So if you haven't checked it out yet, it actually came out last month, and it's the two mini box per master box, I guess. So you can either go the one mini box route, or you can get the full hobby box, which contains two mini boxes. And inside a full master box, you're going to get one rookie autograph patch card, one autograph dual relic card, two atomic die cut refractor rookie cards, and two Finest Moments inserts, along with base cards and a mixture of other parallel cards. So, but the big hits are these rookie autograph patch cards and the autograph dual relic cards, which more often than not are a rookie as well. And so you get one of those per hobby box, so that's pretty nice. And if you roll the dice and get one of the mini boxes, you might end up with that single patch card. And so there's a various amount of refractors in there. There's the regular refractor, the black, the red, the gold, and the super refractor, and you'll find that throughout most of the sets in here. And what's interesting is I went to some of the see if some of the big ones have been pulled. It looks like the Tim Tebow single patch autograph super refractor 1/1 has already been pulled. The guy tried to get $2,500 for it. It didn't sell. The dual jersey Sam Bradford 1/1 is on here, and it looked like it sold for $900 at a best offer. I see Ryan Matthews on here. I don't see too many of the single color super refractors. I see a lot of the dual ones. A lot of people trying to get huge prices for it. The CJ Spiller single color one did go for a best offer of $800. So that's fairly similar to what a Sam Bradford with the dual color. So wow, that's a lot of money. A full box case, 8-box case, is selling, at least recently, with free shipping a couple days ago, or at least a week ago, actually, for $720. So that might be a pretty good price for an 8-box case. I think now they're selling for a little bit more. A Javid Best Super Refractor sold for $455, and a Sam Bradford 3/5, so it's not even a 1/1, sold for $450. So there's a lot of really expensive cards on here. Two of the 3/5s, so that must be maybe the black refractor. So that's really interesting. Those are some really expensive cards, and I'm really surprised that people are paying that much, but I guess maybe not, because some of these rookies are playing well. So Tim Tebow, definitely it looks like people are paying a lot of money for Sam Bradford, right up there, more than even Tim Tebow cards. So I know Sam Bradford has really looked good. I know people on the radio and scouts and things like that have really liked the way he's looked, and obviously he's put up some pretty good numbers and things like that. So obviously you're seeing CJ Spiller and Sam Bradford's up there. Even Dez Bryant, his sell for a little bit less. I know he's been hampered for a little bit of injuries, and Jimmy Clausen's gotten some time. He hasn't done a whole bunch, although he hasn't looked horrible, except in that Bengals game, although there was not much he could do. So Topps Finest, collectors are really liking this. I kind of like how the stickers look on this. I'm guessing those are sticker, unless that's a window. It's hard for me to sell. I have an actual picture of the card, but I can't exactly tell how those stickers are inlaid in there, so it looks pretty cool. There's some really nice refractor cards in there. Kind of remind me of some of the older, like 2000, maybe 2 Finest, 2003 Finest football. So nice looking cards. People are interested in them. We have the full checklist up on sportscardradio.com if you're interested. And obviously you'd know where to go to find your boxes and things like that. But this stuff's pretty nice. I know collectors are into it. It's a pretty concise set. You only have 125 cards in the base set. And then you have a mixture of rookies and then obviously the patches in there. And then you have these jumbo patches. That's what I was talking about. The Sam Bradfords were selling for quite a bit of money, about $400 or $500 that are out of 5. And that's a real tight checklist. Looks like there's only maybe about 10 players in there. So real tight checklist, similar to baseball. That's kind of how baseball is. So you have a nice tight checklist. Not super cheap for a box like this, but you are, if you get the full box, you're going to get that patch autograph rookie, and you're going to get another one, look like kind of a dual jersey and an autograph on there as well. And those look to be selling, at least the parallels look to be selling pretty well. So, and there's obviously non-autographed base rookies, it looks like, in here as well, of a handful of players, although it looks like maybe they're all mixed in there. So obviously with Finest you get all the parallels. Some of the super refractors have been pulled by now, but maybe some of them are still floating out there. I'm sure some of them are still floating out there and are waiting to be pulled, so maybe you'll be the next one to do that. But that's Topps Finest football. Really surprised to see collectors paying a lot of money for autograph rookies, but I guess that's kind of the norm. That's kind of what people did when Joe Flacco and Matt Ryan were really hot, and even Mark Sanchez last year, and Matthew Stafford definitely as well. So it's always those quarterbacks and the running backs are in there, and a lot of the rookies have been doing pretty well. So definitely helps Topps Finest football. I know on the horizon this coming week, once you listen to this podcast, Topps Chrome football is going to come out, and also playoff absolute memorabilia football. So that's for all you football card fans out there. And after this short break, we're going to be having something for our baseball fans out there. I know we've got a lot of them, and so we'll be talking about Topps Chrome baseball right after this. For a little Topps Chrome baseball. This came out October 6th, and each hobby, this is you can find this retail as well, but we'll break down the hobby box version. You get 24 packs per box and 4 cards, 4 beautiful chrome cards per pack, and there's 2 on-card rookie autograph cards per box, so pretty cool. You get, there's a 220 card Topps Chrome base set, and there's a mixture of refractor cards in there. So you get the regular refractor, which is unnumbered, and then you have blue out of 199, gold out of 50, and red out of 25. That's a hobby box only. If you're hunting for super refractors and you're trying to do it out of a box, good luck, and you can only do it in hobby boxes, so don't waste your time with retail, along with printing plates. Those are numbered to 1 of 1, and there's 4 of each player because there's 4 colors. Those are in hobby boxes only. In terms of the rookie autographs, there's 2 per box, and there's not a whole lot in here. There's not a huge checklist. Some of the highlights include Jason Hayward is in here, John Jay, who we've talked about on this show way in the past, and who got a shot and looked like he was doing pretty well. Mike Stanton looks like the guy that really sells for a tremendous amount of money, because it looks like maybe this is one of his first autographs, because I know Jason Hayward has been done before. Steven Strasburg's done before. Starlin Castro is in here. And Carlos Santana is in here. And Brian Mattis, I think, is that how you say it? He's in here along with quite a few. Ike Davis, a lot of guys in here. Tyler Colvin, he's another guy I remember prospecting many, many years ago. So actually not many years ago, probably like 4 or 5 years ago. So lots of good autographs in here. Boxes aren't too expensive. In terms of some of the top sales, here's a Topps Chrome Mike Stanton red autograph refractor. Those are out of 25. It sold for $379. There's one right below it that sold for $375. And there's a blue refractor of Steven Strasburg sold for $360. So people are still paying a lot of money for him. But what I noticed, there's another Steven Strasburg gold out of 50 went for $400 on a best offer. So people are still obviously paying huge amount of money for him. So you're really, if you're hitting by the box on this Topps Chrome, it looks like you're really trying to hit those refractor and those parallel autograph, obviously that's the case, those autograph rookies, because here's a master set for $470, just one bid. You get all 220 base cards, plus the 50 rookies, plus 46 autographs. So you get all the cards, Strasburg and Hayward, for $470. That's less than what a case typically runs you. It looks like cases are running in that low $500 range. So if you're gambling, if you're willing to gamble, you could go the whole case and try to hit some of these red ones, because obviously if you hit like a red or gold Jason Hayward or Steven Strasburg or Mike Stanton or a couple of those other guys sell for decent money too. So then you're rolling the dice, and that's typically the case with any set. But there's also Topps Heritage. I actually got an email from a hobby collector this week. He was looking all around. He said he was trying to complete his Topps Heritage Chrome insert set, which was cards number C1 through C100, and those are found in 2010. Topps Heritage, and he emailed me and he said he was seeing cards numbered 101 to 150 on eBay, and he was wondering, you know, hey, is this a mistake? Where did these cards come from? And they're actually found in 2010 Topps Chrome Baseball, which just came out, which could explain why he just saw them. So so if you're interested in those, if you collected Heritage, if you like the Heritage Chrome, and you put together that set or part of that set, well, you got a little bit more to go. Looks like you got about 50 more cards to go if you want to put together, I guess, what would be considered the master set. So that's pretty cool. Those are in here. You also find National Chickle Chrome cards in here. Those are numbered CC1 to CC50, so there's 50 of those. And you also find, oh, so that's National Chickle. Sorry, I get National Chickle and 206 mixed up sometimes because they're both kind of like artworky kind of. I don't think there's pictures of the players. It's almost like someone drew some artwork. So I almost get those sets. So you actually have both those set Chrome versions in here. So you see some formerized Heritage, National Chickle, and T206 in here, Chrome versions. You see 50 of those as well. And also, what people are really excited about in here is you have these Topps Chrome USA baseball cards, and these are like some really young guys, and so you'll find one per case of these, and it looks like to me there's about 23 of them, and I don't recognize any of these guys' names, but if you're into baseball prospecting, especially like high school and college and stuff, you'll probably recognize some of these guys. I didn't see any of these guys going in that $400 or $500 range, but these are really these long-term investments. If you happen to hit one and you don't feel like selling it for whatever price it's going for, you could hold on to it, and it's a card that could be tremendously valuable. Imagine if you had a Jason Hayward or a Steven Strasburg, one of these 2 or 3 years ago this year, or even like Buster Posey, it'd be a tremendously valuable card. So it's nice that they slipped that in there. Also, right at the end, right when this braked, I don't think they announced this before, but there's a hobby wrapper redemption set. So hopefully if you busted a box or two of this, you've saved your wrappers, or you haven't thrown them away, or you could run out to the trash can right now and grab them, because for every 24 wrappers, so for every full box that you send in, you get a special 3-card pack. And in those packs, 1 in 10 packs will have refractor versions, and it looks like that's a 10-card set, maybe a little bit longer than that. But you have Jason Hayward in here, Steven Strasburg, Buster Posey, Tyler Colvin, but you also have Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Jackie Robinson, Ty Cobb, and Mickey Mantle. So you send 24 rappers in, you get 3 cards out of that selection of players. So it's kind of cool. So if you want to put together that, I'm sure you can get on eBay. Somebody will do it eventually. These cards haven't been redeemed. This obviously was just announced, but it expires 2/28/2011. So if you're listening to this after that, I'm sorry, you're out of luck. But the best thing to do, I could read off the address, but the best thing to do is just go to sportscardradio.com. If you're familiar with our website, you can find the product checklist or the product reviews page, or just type in 2010 Topps Chrome right there in the top search box. You can also do it in Google, just 2010 Topps Chrome Baseball or Sports Card Radio Topps Chrome Baseball, and you should be able to find it, and the address is on there. So you want to send your wrappers in, because I think that's worth it, because some people will do this and some people won't. Some people will hold on to their case or their box and they won't do it until after the redemption expires. So there'll be some of these cards floating out there. They probably won't have huge value, but they definitely will have some value. I can imagine the Jason Hayward and the Steven Strasburgs, if you're looking to collect all those guys, you're going to want to look for the hobby wrapper redemption set that was announced right when that set came out. So that's Topps Chrome Baseball. Now we are going to Panini Prestige Basketball right after this break. I always get excited about basketball. I don't know if we have a lot of listeners, and I know basketball is probably in third place in terms of collectability, only because probably for a lot of factors, but for some reason people really get excited about baseball and football much more so than basketball. But I actually get excited about basketball cards, so we'll be talking about Panini Prestige Basketball right after this. And we are back. Time to talk a little bit about Panini Prestige Basketball, which kind of kicked off the basketball season for Panini and for basketball collectors alike. Came out last week, October 6th, 2010, or around that day. You'll find 8 cards per pack, 24 packs per box. That's in a hobby box. And in each hobby box, you're going to get 2 memorabilia cards, 1 autograph card, and 1 NBA draft class autograph card numbered to $4.99 or less. So basically 2 autographs, 2 memorabilia cards per 24-pack hobby box. Hobby SRP is around $4 per pack, but I've noticed boxes selling in that $75 range, $80 range, somewhere in there. So you can get a decent deal on here. Obviously, all the new rookies like John Wall, Evan Turner, DeMarcus Cousins, people seem to be paying decent prices for him. We'll talk about that in a second. And also Jeremy Lin makes his appearance in here. That's, I believe, an undrafted or maybe second round for the Golden State Warriors, who I think is one of the first national Taiwanese basketball players, maybe. I'm not 100% sure what his nationality is, but I know he actually lived in the United States, and I think he went to Harvard or Stanford, one of those, so he's a really smart kid. But there's a lot of collectors, looks like they're paying good prices for his card. So if you pull a random Warriors autograph rookie, you might not think it's worth a whole lot, but considering he is, it's kind of like that Hideo Nomo, and there was another basketball Wang Zhiji. I think his autograph cards were going for a lot. And obviously Yao Ming, he had a really nice career, battled with injuries and stuff, but his cards still go for quite a bit of money too. So it's kind of one of those things going on with Jeremy Lin. We'll see if he actually gets playing time with the Warriors. Who knows? Maybe he will. A various amount of inserts in here. They advertise this as having lots of on-cards autograph. I noticed some of the, you know, some of the inserts and some of the rookie cards I was looking at have sticker autographs, but I'm guessing they're counting the NBA draft class ones as on-card because it's on a piece of fabric. It's what we've talked about in the past. It's not an on-card autograph. It's not a sticker. It's on a, and it's not a jersey card. It's on a manufactured piece of cloth, and they sign it on there. And I noticed John Wall's were selling for quite a bit of money, between about $150 and $200, just south of $200. They don't seem to make it. Those are the ones numbered. They're still numbered out of 199, it looks like. And they don't make it over $200 most of the time. It looks like DeMarcus Cousins is right there as maybe the second most valuable rookie. His NBA draft class one goes for about $60, and his, it looks like $45-$50 for his base rookie out of 249. There's a LeBron James, obviously he's pictured in his Heat uniform now, and there's a jersey card numbered out of 10 in here, and that's sold for $51. So that's kind of interesting, but really the top auctions are dominated by Cousins, John Wall, a LeBron James, but then you have Jeremy Lin's, his autograph rookie is in here. It looks like it's numbered out of 99. One sold for $43. There's another one that bought it now for $40. There's another one that sold for a best offer at $40. So looks like they're selling right at that $40 range. I see a guy, Patrick Patterson, in here. His autograph rookie out of 149 sold for $32. So there are some other guys that are jumping in here, but it looks like John Wall's setting the bar at the $200 price range, or actually between $150 and $200 is absolute max value, it looks like you're getting. And then it's DeMarcus Cousins. I see a little bit of Turner in here, not much, but people are, looks like they're really believing in Cousins and maybe Tyreke Evans, maybe teaming up and doing well. And then you have Jeremy Lin slipping in there as being one of the most popular rookies in the set, and somebody that not a lot of people talked about before the draft and things like that, and maybe even after the draft. So I think we've mentioned him possibly on this show, and I know I've mentioned him in other places as well, maybe in blog posts and things like that. So that's Panini Prestige Basketball. I think K2Win, he is a moderator over at cardcollectorsworld.com, and he actually bought a box of this and put up his box break. He pulled one of the Cousins autograph rookies. Looks like he got some decent cards. I think he got a good price on the box too at a card show. So what my point was is that I made a reply in the post that sometimes this early season stuff is really good because a lot of these rookies, they haven't played, they haven't sat on the bench, as we've seen in the NBA. It's very hard, you know, only a handful of rookies, Stephon Curry, Tyreke Evans, Brandon Jennings, Blake Griffin rookies, even though we didn't play, still have some respectable value. But other than that, I mean, we're not talking about any significant amount of money from hits generated from just like base rookies and things like that. But sometimes this early season stuff is really good because John Wall hasn't played, neither has DeMarcus Cousins and anybody else. Sometimes it hurts some of the smaller name players that maybe might have gotten a chance or might be getting a chance that we're not really sure of. I'm sure Brandon Jennings' rookies weren't extremely collected, right? I know that he spent a year overseas, so people knew who he was, knew he had a lot of talent, but his rookie cards really went up when he was dropping a lot of points really early in the season. So we'll see if a rookie is capable of doing that, and if it's one of the guys that we're really familiar with right off the, you know, top four or five picks of the draft, or if it's somebody kind of later in the round, later in the lottery, or later even in the draft, maybe even someone undrafted might even come up and sneak up. That's really what Panini needs. The top guys are always going to sell boxes and things like that, but you really need for it to be a big, like, deep rookie checklist where you have 6, 7, 8 rookies consistently selling for $60, $70. So basically you're getting, you know, if you hit one of those rookies, you're getting your box price back if you're spending $75, $80. But if you had 7 or 8 9, 10 rookies going for a lot of money. Maybe something like this would actually sell for, you know, closer to $100. I'm not exactly sure. But we'll see how it plays out. The young rookies, definitely people are spending money on them, and you never know. It might end up being a really good buy if John Wall turns out to be, you know, the next Tyreek Evans, although Tyreek Evans' cards didn't really go into the stratosphere. His exquisite, and I think some of his autographs, some of his lower-numbered autographs, but definitely this National Treasures rookie really kind of went for a lot of money and still does go for a lot of money, but definitely not LeBron James prices or even Dwayne Wade and Carmelo Anthony, those kind of players. Those guys all came from the same draft, so we'll see what happens going forward with basketball, but it is excited. I'm really excited to have basketball season coming up at the end of the month. It's always fun to get the season started, even though it seems to carry out for a really long time, and so a lot of the games are fairly meaningless. I think the NBA season is a lot for Las Vegas sports books than it is to actually get into the playoffs. But that being said, I think the NBA playoff system works fairly well, you know, for whatever, you know, whatever side of team you're on. I think the best team often wins. Even when the Lakers don't win, when we lost to the Celtics maybe 2 years ago, I felt the Celtics played better and they were the better team and they deserved to win. So, and I think that happens a lot in basketball. So we'll see what happens this year. A lot of shakeups, a lot of talent moving to the Eastern Conference. So we'll see what that does to the balance of the NBA and see you know, what teams emerge and which ones fall back and see if there's any surprises. I'm certainly excited. That was Panini Prestige Basketball and maybe a little mini NBA. Maybe we'll do an official NBA preview, since that's a sport I can probably talk a little bit about almost every team and feel like I'm not, you know, like, whereas if I talked about the Minnesota Twins or something like that or the Carolina Panthers, I feel like I wouldn't be bringing much to the table. Not that I would be bringing much to the table if I talked about the Timberwolves, but I think I probably could maybe forecast their season a little bit easier than other sports. Well, that about wraps it up. One more segment to come. I don't think I prepped this one or promoted it, but we polled our fan forum members, and I wanted to see, not really the most original question, but I wanted to see what was like the biggest pack or like the biggest hit they've ever pulled from a pack or box. I'm not really sure if I can think of one off the top of my head that I have pulled, especially not recently, but we polled our fan forum members. I think there's some really good responses here. We'll get to those right after this. And we are back. Time to get to some fan forum responses to see what is some of the biggest cards and, so, you know, to prove to people out there maybe just getting back into collecting that, yes, you can get good stuff in packs. Not always the case, but sometimes you can hit a big. It's like going to the scratcher. It's probably a little bit better odds because at least you get something. You know, if you don't win anything on like a scratcher or something, you get nothing. Whereas if you get nothing in a pack, at least you end up with some kind of cards, and you never know what kind of value or what you can do with them in the future. Steel Second was the first one to come in and give their response. I've only opened up a handful of wax being overseas. I recently pulled a Robinson Cano 2010 Allen and Ginter bat card, which was from a guaranteed hit pack bought on eBay. I've just mailed it to a fellow collector who is in my Roto League, who is a Yankees fan. To be honest, I like looking at these new checklists, but I won't be buying them. Too much shipping and then tax on top. Yeah, duty fees or custom fees, I guess, along with all kinds of other. I mean, shipping is really expensive overseas, so I can understand that. If you can't find a dealer, you know, abroad, it is very difficult. He says, Steel Second continues, says he's going to continue buying cards on checkoutmycards.com and box breaks on here. So that's cool. And he's looking forward to a Red Sox 101 breaks, which I think my brother got a spot in. So that'll be cool to be involved. And he says, if the Giants win the World Series, I'll be visiting my old mates, William Hill, which is a bookmaker overseas, a sports betting place. Although I've got cover bet on those Phillies, so he's hedging his bet there. So sports betting is something I used to do a little bit back in the day when it was they had a little bit more lax. The laws are still pretty lax for online betting. You can still do it, but it was even more lax back then. I used to be able to play poker and transfer the money and go bet on sports and transfer that back, although we're not talking about a huge amount of money. And I recommend anybody out there, especially young kids, gambling is not a bad thing, but always do it responsibly. Never spend more money, never put more money on the line than you're willing to lose. And that goes with any investment, no matter how sure it is, but especially with betting and especially gambling. I'm a pro poker, I'm pro any kind of spending your money, however you want, just do it responsibly. That's my take on betting. Red Sox 82696, what's the biggest pull he's ever got? He says, I've gotten a couple. Number one was a 2009-10 Carmelo Anthony 4-color 7-break patch autograph, numbered out of 61, he thinks. He says it was one of the best boxes he's ever opened. He also got a Dwayne Wade autograph, a Michael Redd printing plate, and an O.J. Mayo autograph. That sounds like maybe the best box they made. Carmelo Anthony autograph, Dwayne Wade autograph, Michael Redd printing plate, O.J. Mayo autograph. That's a pretty good box right there out of 09-10 Bowman Chrome. Maybe they were unloading the vault because they knew they weren't having basketball after that. SP Legendary Cuts. Burley Grimes cut autograph. Wow, that's got to be a good one. Got this at Blowout when they were having a Columbus Day special. I got the box for $14.92. Wow, 2007 Legendary Cuts Baseball for $14.92. They pretty much gave that to you. And he pulled a Grime in the Hall of Fame, and he's extremely happy. Yeah, cut autograph for $14.92. That's a pretty good deal. And his number three hit of all time, 2008 UD Timeline Harry Danning cut autograph numbered out of 10. It was a redemption, but this was my first big hit, and it wasn't a plain game user autograph. Pretty happy with the result, but I was bummed that I never heard the player. Still a cool card. Sometimes those guys that you never hear of, they don't end up making a lot of them, so you never know down the road. I'm not sure. Harry Danning, I've never heard of him either, but a cut autograph out of 10, I wouldn't mind having that set sitting around. T-Mag-D comes in. I don't buy many packs, I don't buy many packs, so I've never pulled an auto or game use from a pack. Oh, man, hopefully we can get T-Mag-D something good in a box break. I think my best pull was a pack from 1999 Bowman when I pulled a card out of 99. I can't remember who the player was. I think it was some scrub prospect. I've ordered a hobby box of Topps Chrome, so at least I'll be able to pull my first hit one. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, Topps Chrome I think is fairly affordable, and if you hit a couple of the top rookies or a refractor or something, that's a pretty well-priced product, I think. Packer Fan Zero, I think, or Packer Fan O came in. Only three posts, so I appreciate you chiming in here, Packer fan. I have pulled a 2009 Topps career best autograph of Robinson Cano in a retail pack. This year, the first pack of Topps Series 2, I got a Alexi Ramirez SP pinstripe jersey card, also retail. So Packer fans having some luck in retail. You don't always have to go for the full box. You can get that cheap $2.99 or 99 cent pack at Target, like I often do. Healy comes in and says, Dante Culpepper autograph rookie out of UD Authentics in 1999. I remember when 1999 football was a really good year in football. They had autographs in there. It was one of the first year where you had autograph rookies. One the first year, but one of the first years. I think 1998 contender tickets with Peyton Manning and Randy Moss and things like that might have been one of the very first year where you had a whole rookie set of them in there. But the year after, you had a lot of other sets, SBX, I think, obviously UD Authentics. SB Authentic had some nice serial numbered rookies and things like that. 1999 football sold huge. If you had a card shop back then, you still remember the money you made off 1999. I was working at a card shop making, I think, $5 or $6 an hour. So I wasn't benefiting fully myself, but I know the shop owners were making a killing in 1999 off football. Eric Berry, Dexter McCluster dual jersey patch numbered out of 50 out of 2010 Rookies and Stars was Healy's second best hit, and he actually, I think, put a picture of that in the football thread. So if you want to take a, it's actually a really nice card, a really nice Panini dual jersey card. I think the design on that card and the way the patches look in there, I think they did a really nice job on that set. Pander 69 comes in here. I've had some crazy luck this year pulling nice cards. He says his top three are Javon Ringer, one of one contenders championship autograph. That's a nice pull. A Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig tops black press plate. Wow, that's got to have some value. And a Tim Tebow prestige draft class autograph. So yeah, you have been on fire. Send some of that luck my way. I'd love one of those three hits, especially the Tebow. I'd be happy to get a Tebow autograph. Stadium Club Collector came in here and he said, great question. I don't buy too many packs, so I can't remember my best pulls here. But for boxes, I pulled a Willie Mays Hank Aaron autograph from 2003 Topps Stadium Club. The funny part of the story, I had purchased a couple of boxes on eBay from a guy's store and he didn't have one of the boxes. So I got two of the same and it was in one of those where I pulled the autograph card. Wow. So a Hank Aaron, Willie Mays dual autograph. You don't see those float around in boxes these days. That card has to have, I forget what I was looking at, some old autographs of somebody, like 1999 or 2000 autographs of somebody. Maybe it was Nolan Ryan that were selling for a lot of money, a tremendous amount of money. So those, the older those autographs get, the more they go up in value because they get in hands of collectors, and then the ones that do are for sale end up going for a lot of money because you have even more collectors trying to get them. So it's a good, vintage, not vintage autographs, but older autographs. I put that in quotes because 2003, 7 years ago, 7 to 10 years ago, those are still some of the earlier autographs. You can even get back, I think, in the 1997, 1988, you might see basketball autographs. You actually see them before that, but when they're kind of mainstream in almost every product, those autographs have quite a bit of value. Red Sox 101. The biggest pull from retail was a Johnny Cueto rookie. I think that's how you say his last name. Maybe not. Rookie autograph. And my biggest pull from a hobby is a Mickey Mantle bat card. So definitely some good pulls here. A lot better than even the slim ones that come to my head. The Ranter comes in. I got a Jordan game used out of a pack once. Pull of my life. I also got a box once that had 8 more hits than it should have. So that's cool. Hot box. Those hot boxes, sometimes, pretty sure it's not by accident, but sometimes the companies don't announce that. I actually like that. I like that they say, hey, you're going to get 2 autographs and 2 jersey cards, but then people start doing videos and they're like, oh man, I got 24 hits, or I got 12 hits, and you know, all of them are autographs or something. I think sometimes that's pretty cool. And you don't announce it on the sell sheet. You don't tell anybody about it. You don't make any press release about it. You just let collectors find out. That sometimes does a lot for box prices. It's just in the first week, you know, like as we talked about on the show, the legislation with the MLB and Upper Deck revealed that, hey, you know, I think it's pretty obvious, but they did reveal, I think, a pretty finite number that a huge percent of the product gets sold in the first 30 days, and it's probably the first 14 days. So if you can create a buzz around your product those first 14 days, it will sell very quickly, and you probably will sell a lot of it much more quickly than if it's just kind of the standard stuff and it's what everybody was expecting. That's just my little hint to, you know, I know all the manufacturers hang on every word of mine when they're listening to this podcast, so I'm sure they caught that. 82 Redbirds comes in here. A couple weeks ago, I ran into Target in a hurry and grabbed a single pack of 2010 Topps Heritage, and he pulled a dual relic clubhouse of Carl Yastrzemski, geez, that's a tough last name, and Jacoby Ellsbury. I think I'm just having trouble saying things. Hand numbered 54 to 61. I like to see more things hand numbered too. Nice card. Yeah, that's always nice to run into Target in a hurry and then pop a big one. So, and that wraps it up for our responses. I guess I should pick a winner here. I have a pack. I don't think I did it. I think JRP Pride won, and I think we have Healy winning one that I think I've already awarded him, actually. So let me go over to my prize pack here. I awarded one Bowman Chrome pack. I actually have a pack of 2006, 2007 Topps Full Court Basketball here. You get five cards per pack. Original SRP was $2.99. Mr. Dwayne Wade is on the front. I picked it up for $1.59. I'm going to pick a number. I'm going to pick five for some reason. So I'm going to go down to our fifth response after mine. One, two, three, four, five. That's great radio. Oh, it goes to Healy again. Wow, he's a lucky guy. He wins our second pack. So Healy's been lucky with the responses. We'll try to, maybe he'll be non-exempt for the next response since he's won two of the three prizes to the response. But Healy, there you go. We've got a pack of 2006, 2007 full court basketball. I can open it up on camera for you, or I can just send you the whole pack. But send me a PM reminder or shoot me a response over in the contest thread if I forget to award that to you. But that goes to Healy. He's lucky number five. Not really sure. I guess there was five cards per pack. That's why the number five came to my head. And that about wraps it up for today's show. Hopefully you've enjoyed it today. And we'll definitely have another one coming up shortly. I know we've got tons of products. If you go, again, I pimped this in the earlier segments, but I worked hard on the hobby release date calendar. I even put little hot flames and cold ice cubes next to products I thought that sold really well and some that I heard. And this is all goes off based off what I heard. And I'm sure there's more hot products and more cold products, but I only catch a certain percentage of them. But I kind of go based off, sometimes I read the specials, you know, I'm on everybody's email list. So I get all the online cards, emails and specials of the weeks and Sunday weekend specials and midweek specials. So I get all those. And sometimes I take a look at those and see what boxes are priced at, because that also gives me an idea. You know, if I remember putting up the checklist and the SRP was $100 a box and now it's selling for $56 a box, then I'll probably put an ice cube by that product. But I did make note that sometimes those are your best buying opportunities because the SRP is $100. It's not like the company didn't deliver. You know, yeah, maybe they didn't deliver the full $100 that they were supposed to, or that, you know, they were expecting collectors to kind of feel that they got out of the product. And so collectors are really paying a much lower price, but it's not like you're not getting any value or there's not any good cards in there. It just means you're going to be able to buy it at a much lower price. Topps Chicle Baseball comes to mind. That was a set, for whatever reason, collectors didn't like that much. I think a lot of it had to do, it didn't have any Steven Strasburgs in there. So at least a off the top of my head, I don't think it had any in there. So it definitely didn't sell as well as other products. But you can get, I think, two autographs in there, and boxes are fairly affordable, at least, you know, as of a month ago when I was looking. They were in the $60 range. So I think I paid like $80 for the one I busted. So you can see prices can go down quite a bit. So sometimes those are your best values, and sometimes we got to wrap things up. This show, not quite the hour-long marathon that we do occasionally, or most of the time, actually, but nice quick show. We'll come back with another one. Expect at least one or two more this month. There's plenty of stuff to talk about, plenty of things to get to, but we'll save that for another time and another place. I hope you guys have a good week or weekend, whenever you happen to listen to this. We're out of here.